All right, this is from 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. This is from the New Living Translation. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Then one more verse over in Psalm 33 and verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. Isn't that awesome? Awesome word there. Title of my message is You Can Take God at His Word. We can take God at His Word. Every person in here this morning really should desire to receive what the King of Kings and the Creator of heaven and earth promises that we can have in our lives. Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He's here today. He's present here today to heal and restore and transform and deliver on every one of His promises that He has made to us from His Word. Many in here this morning may have been raised in church and you have experienced the touch of God before. But listen, there comes a time that we need to be reminded that in whatever circumstance, whatever situation that we find ourselves in, there is someone whom we can trust and who we can cry out to and who cares for us, who loves us and desires the very best for our lives, and His name is Jesus. When we read the Bible, the amazing accounts of miraculous healing, we are often amazed by the change then that the Lord can make in a person's life. And if we're not careful, we find ourselves thinking, well, that was then, but this is now. And then guess what? It becomes so easy then for us to forget the truth that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ Jesus really can bring us healing and wholeness in our lives. We need to have that put down in our hearts. Our God can change our circumstances before another sunrise. And there may be some in here today who like the idea of God healing. You've heard about it, but maybe you've not experienced healing in your own life. And because of our past experiences, yes, we can become skeptical when it comes to healing services or healing prayer. If someone is healed, if someone is changed, rather than praise God, if we're not careful, we may even try to rationalize that and explain it away. Let me encourage you today to not do that. Don't let that happen. And I just happen to believe then that if you are here today, you've come desiring to receive something. You've come today hungry and thirsty for change. And you most likely would not have come today. It would have been easy maybe just to roll over and take another snooze, turn the alarm off and just stay right where we're at. But listen, I wanted to be here today. Amen. And you wanted to be here today. There's so many times we just don't know how to receive. Understand that it's when we trust God and we put ourselves in a place of surrender, which simply means positioning ourselves to allow Him to move and work in our lives. That's what surrender is. And when we allow the Holy Spirit then to minister to us, when we allow Him to do what only He can do, then that's when we can experience His touch for our lives. We can expect to experience a fresh fire in our lives as we allow the Spirit of the Lord then to work in us and through us. Listen, today can be the day that can impact each and every one of our lives. I hope you're hearing me today. Determine then that you're going to place yourself under the spout, if you please. In other words, put yourself in that position to be touched and to be inspired and to be moved and to be changed by the Holy Ghost. And if we do that, we all then can leave here differently than the way that we came in these doors today. We need to be reminded this morning, it is God's desire that we experience wholeness in our lives. Again, it's already been pointed out, Jesus loves us. He loves us. Whatever circumstances or whatever situation that you're finding yourselves in this very day, then you can trust the Lord to work and to do on your behalf. But guess what? You have to choose to allow Him to be able to work in your life. You've got to open the door for Him to work in your life. Whatever you do, I want to tell you, do not quench the power of His Spirit from working in your life. Allow Him to change you and to shape you anew today. Allow the Holy Spirit to make you the person that God has called you to be. Allow the Lord Jesus Christ then to take control of your life. Now let me ask, what difference would a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit make in your life today? What about a fresh fire in your life? Well, what does that mean, Pastor? It means that it will have you being obedient to the Holy Spirit without any hesitation or reservation when He tells you to do something. A fresh supply of overflowing joy. A fresh anointing of His peace that passes all understanding. How about a reigniting of that burning love for God? Does your heart and your mind and your life need to be recharged by the power of Almighty God today? Do you need Him to do a complete spiritual makeover, if you please, in your life today? And then we see this happening daily. We read about it, and we also hear about it. And many of us know firsthand because it's touched our families. And that is where so many lives are broken. So many lives, so many relationships are damaged. So many, we find, are in despair. So many prodigals seem to be wandering in the wilderness. Perhaps in your own life today and this morning, it feels like your situation is impossible. You can't figure it out. In your own strength, guess what? It probably is. Yet, in God's strength, in His might, in His love, in His grace, need I remind us that all things are possible. He is the God of the impossible. The miracles, listen, that occurred in Bible times still happen today. Our Lord is the same God that spoke this universe into existence. Our God is the God that hung the stars in space. Our God is the God that formed you in your mother's womb. Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. And again, He loves you and He cares for you. And He has promised never to leave or forsake you. Do we leave Him sometimes? Do we forsake Him at times? Yes, we do. and we're unfaithful. But God is faithful. He's always faithful. Our God is a God of miracles. And let me be clear as I can so you can hear. Jesus still heals today. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, whatever trial, whatever problem, whatever illness, whatever relationship issue or problem that you might have or another member of your family has, or you might know a friend has something, the Lord Jesus can make a difference in our lives. He can heal and restore. He can put the broken heart back together. And this morning, you need to open your spiritual ears and your heart to hear God's voice, to feel Him ministering to your need, to know the wholeness and that wholeness and restoration that only He can bring to your life. God can bring change to your life today. Can you say amen? Maybe you are one of those people who are always looking for a way to improve or change your own life for the better. Maybe you watch the commercials on the shopping channels for those latest products. Listen, just as our bodies require nourishment, so do our spiritual lives. All of us, listen, can try and change our outward appearance for the better. But it is only the Holy Spirit of Almighty God that can change us on the inside. I've kind of been entertaining those wraps, you know, that you can put under your shirt. So when I come on Sundays, you know, I can... It's like that, you know. And they say you lose weight, you know, as you wear it. You know. So anyway. Now it's only a spare tire around here is all it is. It is only God then that can bring healing and wholeness. People are always, listen, looking to improve. They're always looking to change for the better. And we know people go to seminars, they go to counselors, they go to psychologists, looking for ways that they can be changed for the better. Can I tell you that it is only the Holy Spirit that can bring real change this morning? Amen. What about you? Think for a moment. What is it about yourself that you would like to see changed? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Is it the way you look? Has it got to do something with your health? Something to do maybe with the level of expertise on a certain subject? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Can I tell you that God is interested in change? He's interested in changing you and changing me. Did you know that there are certain things about us that God desires to see changed? He wants us to experience His power, and He wants us to experience His purpose that we as Pentecostal people can experience. Jesus Christ our Lord wants to bring healing, and He wants to bring wholeness to our lives. And as He changes us into the people then He wants us to be. The first disciples believed in Jesus as their Savior, but they were still confused about many things. They did not fully understand what Jesus' mission was all about. They did not fully grasp why He had come to earth. They were confused and they were timid. They were bashful. They were not confident about sharing the gospel with others. How could they if they did not fully understand? Then we find that at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit changed them. The disciples, the Bible says, were together when the sound of a blowing wind came down from heaven, and what seemed to be tongues of fire settled on their heads. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2 that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and a crowd gathered. People from all of the world came there together. And that crowd then listened as the disciples preached the gospel. And then we find that Peter stood up and he addressed the crowd, and he delivered a sermon that the Holy Spirit inspired him to preach. And it was a sermon that God used to convert 3,000 people in one day. We can read then the book of Acts in the Bible, and we see the changes that took place as the Holy Spirit worked in their lives. The disciples' confusion had gone. They understood now. They became bold. They became confident. Why? Because they were changed. Fire is the symbol of transformation. Fire changes whatever it touches. And the Holy Spirit, we find then, took fishermen. It took former prostitutes, ex-religious leaders, tax collectors, and various family members of Jesus and the other disciples, and formed them into a unified group that we call the church. It was the fire of God's Spirit that changed them. So let me ask, are you willing to be changed by the fire of the Spirit today? Are you willing to experience healing and wholeness today in your life? Guess what? Our families need changing. Our families need things to change in their lives. And yes, we all need things to change, to happen. Because why? It's easy for us to get in a rut. We need every bit of the fear and the timidity burned out of us. We all need a fresh touch from God on our lives. We need to be transformed by the Holy Spirit. We need the power of God then to energize us. We need the power of the Spirit to enable us. Everywhere we look in the world today, there is hurt, there is suffering, and there is tragedy. And sometimes it may be a physical affliction, but it might also be mental turmoil or spiritual barrenness. But guess what? It's all around. And God has called us. God has called this body with Holy Ghost power to make a difference in our community. So then, can we guess how many people we pass every day that are crippled by situations? They don't know what to do with their children. They don't know what to do with their marriage because it's falling apart. They don't know what to do on their job. It's just hanging by a thread, it seems. And they struggle. Many struggle with low self-esteem. Many struggle with guilt and shame or depression. And believe it or not, behind every door, there is a real human need. It is a true saying, every person has a story to tell. And if the truth be known and we were honest with each other, guess what? We've all been hurt and we've all been stung by people's words and their actions. We've all been used at one time or the other in our lifetime. And yes, it goes without saying, we've all failed. And yes, we all need healing. The bottom line is this: we all need Jesus. Can you say amen? And that's the biggest need that anyone has. Many people today are hurting, and they hurt in silence. And guess what? The church is the last place that many want to go to. In fact, sadly, many of them view the church as self-righteous, only a place where hypocrites are. And even if they have a good view then of the church, they lack the motivation to get out of bed on a Sunday morning to come to church. What is it then that they are in need of? They need the healing and wholeness that only a personal relationship with Jesus Christ can bring into their lives. The early church was birthed in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the community around us, our families, our friends, listen, they won't be transformed until we as the church are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We are His body. And we can identify then with the Spirit. And so we are to seek after the fullness of His Spirit. As witnesses of His majesty, we cannot afford then to stop seeking to be filled with His power. And I don't know about you, but I still need more of Jesus from day to day, if not hour by hour. And as the church, we cannot afford in this hour that we're living in to remain the way we have been. We all need to be transformed in our lives from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And as His children, we cannot afford to ignore His immediate presence. We need the power then of the Holy Spirit to change us, to heal us, to empower us. And when it comes then to our outward appearance, that superficial stuff, the stuff that people see when they look at us, we want to see changed. Yet when it comes to the inside, that spiritual part of us, the person that we are when we think nobody is looking, that something on the inside is often what we try then to convince ourselves that does not need changing. We don't think we need to change the inside. We don't think that we need help or healing. And what do? Well, we say, I'll be okay. Just give me time to work it out. What do I need to change then about myself? I can speak for myself, and the answer is a whole lot. And so, yes, it is true. We may be Christians, but we're not perfect. We still have moments of selfishness and rebellious. And we still have moments when we completely misunderstand what God is telling us. We still have moments when we fail then to share our faith because we're too bashful. And yes, we are Christians. We are planning on going to heaven. But guess what? We still need to change things in our lives. We need to become more and more the people that God wants us to be. So the question is, how do we change? Well, it's not by trying to be a better person. Can you say amen? What we need is God to work on us. He needs to work on our soul. That's our mind, our will, and our emotions. Listen, your soul is too complicated for you to try to fix yourself. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to fix it for you. But how can that happen? Well, at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came directly to the disciples. And He can do that for you. He can do it in you and to you and for you. He could come to you with the sound of a wind if He wanted to. He could come with tongues of fire or he may decide to come through the preaching of the word. He might come to you during a worship time, or he might decide he's going to come to you in your own private time of devotion while reading your word. The Spirit can come in the most spectacular way or in the most simple of ways. And on the inside, all kinds of changes then can happen. In fact, when we allow him to, the Holy Spirit changes us daily. That's what the Word says that it will do. If we're into the Word on a daily basis, it will regenerate our minds. So the question I have is, what do you need today? Brother Galen, would you come on up? Do you want to be more confident? Do you want to be at peace with God? Do you want to be at peace with yourself? Do you want to be less confused about some issues that are going on in your life or around you? Do you want to understand God more? Do you want to be able to share your faith more naturally and more confidently? Do you want to be able then to live the way God tells you to live in the Bible? Do you want change? Do you really want to change your life? Then I encourage you to let the Holy Spirit do what He does best. Let Him do the miraculous in your life. Allow Him to fill you afresh. Allow Him to change you. Allow Him to turn you into the person that God has called you to be. Let today be your day of change. And as we stand together this morning, and as our ministers make their way down here to the front, I want to tell you, if you want prayer, we are going to give you that opportunity right now to come forward. Just remember that every one of us need all that Jesus has for our lives. I need it. Brother North needs it. Brother Tony, Brother Gary, Brandon, and we all need what God has for us. The promises of God then are available, and they are yes and amen in our lives. So again, what are you wanting to see happen in your life, or maybe of that in your family? Then I want to encourage you this morning, make your way down. And as we pray with you, then I want to tell you, allow the Holy Spirit to begin a new work in your life today so that you can leave here today with an overwhelming peace, everlasting joy, a renewed mind, and knowing that everything is going to be all right. It doesn't matter the symptoms. It doesn't matter what the doctor's reports say. It doesn't matter what the bank account shows. Remember, God Himself, the King of Kings, has the last word concerning our lives. If we put ourselves in His hands. Can you do that today? Would you come? If you've never asked Jesus then to come into your heart and confessed Him as Lord and Savior, do it today. And if you have, and you've just grown cold then in your relationship with the Lord, then decide right now to renew your heart toward Him. He's here. He cares, and He loves you more than you could ever imagine. Would you let Him do it in your heart today? Let Him do what He wants to do in your life today. He's ready. He wants to. Can you say yes to Him today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All I can say is He's calling you today. It's not me up here begging. is how much you desire to be changed. It's how much you desire for things to change in your family, things to change in your parents, things to change in your children, in your siblings. How much do you need things to change on your job? He's calling today. Would you be obedient to His call? Don't leave today the same way that you came in today. Give Him that worry. Give Him that fret. You can't figure it out on your own. You'll fail at it every time. But if you'll allow Him to work in your heart, He'll do it. He'll do it for your children. He'll do it for your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. We'll pray with you. We'll agree with you. You think you want things to change at your school, in your classroom, with your friends, with your classmates, with your co-workers. Listen, He will change it. You can see miracles before the sun rises again. Let Him do it. Those that are watching online, allow Him to do it. Let's surrender anew to Him today. Let's get under that spout, if you please, and allow His Spirit to do His work in your life. Can you just say, Lord, I want everything. I want all that You have for me. You see my mind. You see. Some mornings my mind is tight like a rubber band is around it. And I don't want to go another day like that in confusion and doubt and questioning myself of everything that I do and decide to do. Allow Him to work in your heart. Allow Him to touch your mind, to change things for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's working. He's working in you. This message did a number on me. I've had to give Him some things. I've had to lay some things down at His feet. I've tried to figure things out on my own, and it just don't work when we do that. We can't fix our mind. You have to give it to the Lord. You have to let God work on your mind. He can give you a Holy Ghost mind. He can give us a new mind. Where that mind was all smoky, He can clear the smoke. He can clear our minds. You can wake up in the morning with a clear mind and your heart set on Him. What do you want me to do today, God? Show me Your glory. Go through the day. I love it. I heard a message by Brother Jerry Savelle this week, who just passed away, going to be with the Lord. He said back in 2018, the Lord told him, He said, you get up every morning and start asking me the first thing in the morning, Lord, show me Your glory. He says, when you go through the day, driving in your car, whatever you're doing in the middle of the day, ask me to show you my glory. And the Lord did for him. He can do it for us. He'll show you the miraculous. Don't worry. Don't worry about your housing. God's got it. He's already gone before you. If there is a change coming, He's got you. He's already working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank You for this group of people. I thank You that You have called us to a great work, and we're not going to let the enemy bring us off the wall. We're not going to come down. So, Lord, you just continue to work in our lives. Lead us, guide us, direct our steps. Help us to stay in your word. I thank you today. Lord, I speak blessings over this body. I speak supernatural strength to come to this body this very week. Lord, as we lay our heads on our pillows tonight, I thank you. I thank you for rest in our bodies. I thank you for healing to come to our hearts and our physical being. I thank you for transformation. I thank you for change. Do your work in our lives. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to continue to minister. Again, if you want prayer before you leave, we'll be right here. I love you.